Generation X. Welcome to Gen X Reverb, a podcast where we discuss all our favorite things of the 80s and 90s. It's also a podcast that smells like an unboxing of a fresh Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. 80s goodness.
Smells like asbestos.
Asbestos, yes. We're all excited to be here this episode, and we hope you're excited to be here, too. What we're going to do is go ahead and get started. But before we get started talking about our content today, we're going to go ahead and put a pause on that. So we can jump into our Fast Five at Five, a segment that doesn't match the name, but because we don't have the better name, we're just going to keep it. So just go with it.
We're just waiting on a listener to give us a good name for it. And you guys have all let us down so far.
Yes.
All 15 of you.
Straight up.
I counted. We have like 16 listeners. So we should have 16 different ideas on Facebook this week coming up.
There it is.
You guys ready for Fast Fire 5?
Yes. Seatbelts locked in.
Seatbelts locked in. Let's see if we can go get this crack in here. All right, so this one's going to be the lyrics edition. No music. Okay, here we go. Oh, what do we got there?
I'm just throwing some Super Mario music in the background. My bad.
Oh, I thought that was part of the trivia.
All right.
Yeah.
I was like, Super Mario 3.
Yes, that is. That's Super Mario 3. Mark, you got it.
10 points for Mark.
That's for Mark right there. Super Mario Brothers 3.
Just bonus points. Just
bonus
random
points. All right.
Circumstantial bonus points.
So this is the first song. We're going to go off of this episode is about recent developments in the new Mario movie. So we're going to go off of random year. It's not random because Chris Pratt is going to be the main. He's going to be playing Mario. He was born in 1979. So we're just going to go with the year 1979, guys.
Ooh, sweet.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so the first song is at number 64, and it goes like this.
Appropriate that it's number 64, actually.
Ooh, Nintendo number 64. Nintendo 64. You know what? I'm going to give Ken one of these.
Yes.
Nice. Yes.
His go-kart is just a little faster than yours now.
Yep. That's pretty cool. I didn't know the coins could make you go faster on Mario Kart till the latest version. Have I always known that, or is that something new?
Yeah, you knew that, man.
I knew that.
I hope you knew that.
Yeah, okay. Back on SNES.
Okay, even on S. Yeah, I probably knew that then. Okay, all right, so here we go. Please don't talk about love tonight. Please don't talk about sweet love. Please don't talk about being true and all the trouble we've been through. Please don't talk about all the plans we had for fixing this broken romance. I want to go where the people dance. I want some action. I want to live. Action. I got so much to give. I want to give it. I want to get some too.
This is Bradley. I'm going to go with Guitar Man. George Benson. Give me the night.
No. But I can see.
Oh, man. That's a jam.
Yeah.
My bad. Okay.
Give me the night. Let me go ahead and give Bradley
79.
One of these.
I forgot we're 79.
And so any other guesses? Because I'm just going to get into the chorus here.
Zero.
Oh, man. No, I got nothing. It could either be disco or it could be like that,
Yacht rock.
It's that, definitely. It's
in between.
Exact yacht rock. I like
Is
that.
Is it Hall & Oates?
No, they're on this list, though. Obviously, though, right? It's a 1979. They got to be on there. Mark, you're correct. It is disco. I don't think you guys are going to get this song without the chorus. I love the nightlife. I got a boogie on the disco round.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Another right. Boogie. Yeah. Bingo. You got it. So nobody got that one. That was number 64. Alicia Bridges. I love the nightlife.
Okay.
Next track. I think you guys are going to get this one pretty quick. And here we go. Number 59. Did I already say that?
And what year?
1979. All these are in 1979.
Right. Oh, nice. Okay.
The year Chris Pratt was born. So that was the year Ken was born then, right?
Yep.
As well. Okay.
Me and Chris, we talk about that all the time.
Okay, here we go. I guess you wonder where I've been. I searched to find the love within. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in a daze from your love, you see. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go.
This was on the tip of my tongue. I don't know it, though.
Some people go around the world for love, but they may never find...
Wait.
What they dream of.
What you won't do for love?
By who?
By Meatloaf. Is that Meatloaf?
No.
By Linus's dad on Ocean's 11. Same name
is it, as... Yeah, is it? Linus's dad on Ocean's 11.
Same name.
Different person.
Bobby Caldwell.
Perfect. I'll give Mark one of these.
Wow.
Bradley one of these. There you go.
Right on.
Good job. I'm actually, I gave you guys too much credit, man.
I'm impressed with that, yeah.
I thought you guys were going to nail that, like, right after the first, I guess you wonder where I've been, I searched to find the love within. Like, that's it. You know exactly what song, right?
I don't pay attention to words, though, so, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even hear the song until he gets to the chorus, but that's just me.
No, seriously, that's 100% me. I just make up my own words.
Yeah, I think we've all been doing that since we were kids, just filling in words. Wrong words, yeah.
You're scatting, rooting, Mario, cheese, and peas. What you got? Nope, sorry, Mark. Wrong words.
Yeah, man, seriously, we need a segment one of these days where we just talk about songs that we jacked up the lyrics on and we were like, oh, wait.
We thought we knew the lyrics, too.
Yeah.
Throw that in the docket.
You know what? I'll give you guys one real quick, and I know we got to go. But that song "I Can't Let You" on the latest Toy Story. Do you guys watch that one?
Yeah.
So it's not the latest one. Yeah.
"I Can't Let You" from whatever his name is, the guy who sings for Toy Story, Randy Newman.
Randy Newman.
Yeah, and he's like, "I can't let you. I can't let you. I can't let you."
That sounds too skilled to be Randy Newman. He's definitely.
It's gotta be more like this.
Yeah.
I can't.
But it's a catchy tune. But
dude, he is Crusher. He's Wrecker.
He's the Wrecker. Randy Newman is the Wrecker of the Pixar world, huh?
I know where you're going with this, Justin.
No. Aven looks up at me. My daughter Aven looks up at me and says, "What is Aki Lich? Aki Lich.
Aki Lich.
Oh, what is Aki Lich? I don't know what Aki Lich is. He's saying Aki Lich. He keeps saying Aki Lich. I'm like, oh no, he's saying I can't let you. She's saying it so fast. So we had that happen to us countless times when we were kids, right? Just filling stuff in.
Yeah, for sure.
Making up. My parents just never corrected me, so I have all the wrong things.
Yeah, and made up words, Klingon words and stuff. Vulcan,
Klingon.
Here we go, number 28, and here we go. All right, lyrics. Got a call from an old friend we used to be real close. Said he couldn't go on the American way. Closed the shop, sold the house, bought a ticket to the West Coast. Now he gives them a stand-up routine in L.A. I don't need you to worry for me because I'm all right. I don't want you to tell me it's time to come home. I don't care what you say anymore. This is my life. Go ahead with your own life. Leave me alone.
Oh, this is easy. This is Elton John, My Life.
Oh, man, the confidence.
Yeah, dude. With the authority.
Too easy.
You're close, Bradley. You're close.
So is it Frank Sinatra, My Life? Thought maybe he dropped that turd in 79.
Is it Usher, My Life?
My Life.
Wait. Oh,
no, that's My Way. My bad.
That was good, though, Mark.
Wait. No, wait. What number was this on the chart?
This is number 28.
So it's not like John Cougar Mellencamp or anything like that.
No,
right?
Much more famous. Much more famous. He's
much more famous.
Yes.
Interesting.
All yes. Right. You'll see.
Oh, I got Billy nothing. Joel.
Billy Joel, dude. My Life.
Bradley got it. All right.
Good job,
man.
I do not
know much from Billy Joel's.
Yeah, I was gonna say. what's his name? Like Neil Simon or what? I don't know. Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond. That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah,
that was a collab with Neil Diamond and
exactly
Paul
Simon.
Paul Diamond. Neil Simon and Paul Diamond.
Yeah, no, I can totally see where you guys didn't nail that because he just has that sound that everybody had back then. But
it was the '70s that doom ding doom ding doom ding doom doom.
Oh the yeah, line. The phaser on that the Fender Rhodes he was playing. Oh, that was beautiful, mm-hmm. man. The keyboard.
It was like an episode of Taxi. Like, oh, turn the TV off, man. This is about to be real boring.
It's a beautiful song that puts you straight to sleep. You would have never known that was Doc from Back to the Future on Taxi had you not really dove in.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was Doc until years later, man.
He's a young man.
Christopher Lloyd.
Young old man.
Yeah. Taxi, beautiful show. I mean, good show. Once you get older, you can understand.
Yeah, it's like a who's who of, you know, that era.
For sure.
Tony Danza, Scott Baio was on there, I think. Was he? Or that, was
nah,
that, that was Happy
I don't know
Days.
If Scott Baio was on there. He might have been a cameo. That was but, Happy Days. Yeah. The one guy, he was kind of odd, other than...
Yeah, yeah. From SNL. Name.
Yes.
Balky? Was it? No, not Perfect Stranger.
Not Balky.
No. I know.
And then the guy that was on Independence
Bronson
Day.
Bronson Pinchot.
As an old man, older man.
Yeah. Oh.
Was he like the dad or something?
Yeah.
He
Jeff
was on
Goldblum's
Taxi.
Dad. Yeah.
That's Jeff Goldblum's dad?
Jed Hirsch.
No. On Independence Day.
On Independence Day. Yeah. Jed Hirsch. That's my goodness. Run with that.
Dude, I totally.
You go spread it far and wide.
Dude, that's Jeff. No, on the movie, Justin, the one you just said.
None of us said Danny DeVito. That's weird.
Yeah, Danny DeVito.
Wait, was he on the show?
Rhea Perlman was on there.
What?
No, Rhea Perlman. She was on Cheers.
Yeah,
She was on.
Yeah,
no,
she was on there.
No, Taxi, she was on Taxi.
Wasn't she?
Yeah, she was on
no,
Cheers.
No, she Taxi. Was.
Cheers.
Who was the girl?
No, I know
no, she's on.
She's
on
Rhea
both.
Perlman Cheers. Was on six episodes.
She's on both. Yeah.
Okay. You're thinking of Mary Lou Henner, though. She was the main girl.
Oh.
You guys know that she can remember every day of her life. She was on NPR. Mary Lou Henner.
Mm-hmm. That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I did.
That is unfortunate.
I saw that.
I need
on something else, though, actually, but yeah.
Yeah, she's gifted. She can remember, like, if you call out the day, she could say, yes, this is exactly what I was doing, and this
Dude,
is what the
heart
person
passed. Man, yeah. that would mean that every day you have to make sure you're doing something amazing. Otherwise, it's like, no, I was constipated on Wednesday, September 23rd, 1984.
24th and 25th.
Had some amazing Mexican food, spent the next 3 days in the bathroom.
Oh, man.
Taxi. Yeah. Judd Hirsch, Danny DeVito, Tony Danza, Christopher Lloyd, Carol Kane. I feel like she's popular, or she's been a lot of stuff. Man,
I think she was
a ton
on,
of people. What was Taxi about, aside from the fact that they were in like a taxi depot? Like that, they weren't really doing serial TV shows back then, right? It was like a right. I mean, there wasn't
just
like a continuing storyline.
Yeah.
It was just storylines. I mean, it was just like an individual story, right?
Working Adventures. Men, we're working men here.
Working
we got a
men.
Clock in.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably just Cheers, but Taxi.
Cheers, Taxis. But Taxi. Yeah,
no alcohol exactly. involved.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember.
The best movies of all time.
Andy Kaufman, I think, is
the
who
Andy that Kaufman. That's who I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Real quick, Princess Bride. She was the wife of Miracle Max. Okay,
yes,
go.
That's who. Yeah, that's
Carol
who
Kane
she was.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay, moving on.
Miracle Max, played by not Billy, Billy Crystal.
Yeah, Billy Crystal.
Yeah.
Not Billy Jean or Jean. Jane.
Billy Joel.
Billy.
Yeah. All right. Next one. Our fourth song is number 9. And it goes like this. I'm glad you're home. Now, did you really miss me? I guess you did by the look in your eye. Well, lay back and relax while I put away the dishes. Then you and me can. What? Rock a bell? Anyway.
Put away the dishes.
Yeah.
Just wait for me to fold the clothes. Put away the dishes. Hey, my kind of woman.
Is there a line where she makes him a sandwich? Is that?
Yeah, exactly. See, that you guys are in the right area for like 1970s, 80s, 90s. You guys get that. But now that we're in the 2020s, that doesn't pass.
That doesn't fly.
That does not fly. You're talking
about like the lyrics. Yeah.
Better call DoorDash.
Yeah, you better call. Boy, I ain't cooking for you no.
Glad to see you home.
Yeah. What was that?
All right, man. And it's just basically the chorus. You can ring my bell. Ring my bell.
Oh, what?
There you go. Yeah,
that disco. One. That was straight up disco.
Yep.
Yeah.
You needed a little bit more rhythm. I probably would have got it.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, that's not true.
And I'm trying to keep the rhythm.
We all know I wasn't gonna get it, guys.
Exactly. No, but that's Anita Ward, number 9, Ring My Bell. Mm. Okay. Last song here. Let's see if you guys go ahead and get this one. This is the number 1 of 1979. And here we go.
Smashing Pumpkins, 1979.
But, dude, you got it.
Boom, got it.
There it is. That's actually wrong. Okay, let's see here. Go back to the lyrics. All right, here we go. Ooh, my little pretty one. When you gonna give me some time? I'm not even gonna say it.
Oh, Sharona. My Sharona?
You got it.
Ooh!
I don't know who sings it. Sorry, I just got My Sharona.
Exactly. I'll give you one of those, but does anybody know the name?
Give me some time, Sharona.
Yep, there it is. How'd I say Sharona?
Who is that?
It's actually The Knack. You guys weren't gonna get that.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Okay.
Good job, fellas.
That was their one hit?
That was their one hit. Yeah.
Okay.
One hit.
Got it.
Yeah.
Was Monk's assistant named Sharona?
Sharona, the second assistant, which was better than the first assistant. Yes. Sharona.
No.
The first assistant was Sharona.
Yeah.
The second assistant was Natalie.
Backwards. Yeah. Biddy Schramm.
The superior assistant was Natalie.
Biddy Schramm, yeah. And let's connect that back to Randy Newman.
Oh, but actress wise, I loved Sharona much more.
No, I wasn't feeling the trailer vibes. Bro.
No. Trailer? I felt the New York vibes from her.
New York trailer.
New York trailer. I don't know. Do they have trailers in New York?
No, I gotta admit, I wasn't a fan. I don't know why. She had more attitude, but it was probably partially the storylines. But we'll get into Monk another day.
Monk shit.
All right. Well, we're gonna go ahead and move on. Let's go ahead and unpause that. There we go. We're back in. Now we're gonna go ahead and start up the true part of our episode.
Nope.
No, we're not. Let's go ahead and put it back on
get
pause.
Get that trivia. Hold up. Yeah, we got the trivia, guys.
Yeah, my bad.
You know, you may have missed it the last few episodes, but we've got trivia with Kim.
Hold on a second.
Trivia with Kim.
So sorry.
Trivia. All right. We need a theme song. Anyway, hey, all right, so this is Super Mario themed trivia. And there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions. You do have an option to get some bonus points here. In which Super Mario game did Mario don a backpack? Would be question number 1.
That would be Super Mario Sunshine. Justin here.
Nicely done. Yes, he did.
Oh, man, I was going to say that.
For bonus points, where did he clean up messes? What was the isle called? The island of...
The Isle of
Man.
It makes no sense. I don't know where it came from. They just made up
Delfino.
Yes, Mark with the bonus points.
Dude, that was on the tip of my tongue. Yeah.
Nicely done. All right. So we've got Justin 1. We've got Mark 1. Bradley with a goose egg.
And Bradley used to play that game, man.
Yeah, I used to have GameCube, man.
Yeah, GameCube.
Little baby spinning
GameCube, man. Man, I remember just defending GameCube with my life, and it was like, nah, it wasn't that great.
GameCube was dope.
Yeah, it was great.
Not compared to PlayStation.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, in terms of coolness.
Like, oof.
Yeah.
Metroid Prime was where it was at.
Dude, Metroid Prime. Okay, so which Mario game was recently recognized as the most expensive game on the planet?
What? The original Super Mario Brothers.
Incorrect.
Most expensive game on the planet.
If you were to try to go out and buy this, it would cost you $1.56 million.
I got nothing.
Oh, that would be I got it. It's the original Mario Brothers. No, wrong. Original Mario Brothers video game, arcade style console. No?
Nope.
No.
Marco,
no.
Again.
Give it one last shot.
64. 64.
Super Mario 64.
No way.
Sold in July 12th. An unopened copy was sold for $1.56 million, guys.
Dude.
Tell me you didn't make some mistakes back in 1993 or whenever that came out, dude.
I know. You know what? So remember like maybe like a year ago on one of the episodes, and I think Ken and Bradley were telling us that that eBay like ruined collecting stuff. And they're like,
goodness.
Collecting is totally worthless, guys. Just throw away your stuff.
Yep. Oh man.
Somebody is like looking in their trash, like looking at the dump right now because of YouTube.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. No, agreed. 100%.
You mean to tell me that the vast majority of people out there, okay, this is unopened. That's the caveat. It's unopened.
It has to be unopened.
Unopened.
Because you can probably find a ton of those cartridges.
Yeah, you can find the cartridge anywhere. And it's probably going to cost you like north of $100. But unopened in the box, for whatever reason, that makes it worth a lot more. $1.56 million, dude. Somebody could retire on that.
But I mean, who bought it?
That's what I mean. Who buys that?
Who bought that? Well, you know, so I don't know if you guys are familiar with, but Rally is, they're doing a whole lot of, you can own fractional parts of collector's items. So like if I wanted to, I could join Rally and spend a couple hundred bucks on a couple of shares of a Lamborghini Countach or something like that.
Yeah. And you used that example, by the way.
Yeah, I may have. Yeah. And it was just like, I was like, okay, cool.
We know what Ken's thinking about.
Yeah, man. Freaking crypto.
A couple hundred bucks.
Yeah.
We already see Hope's like, face when you drive that
What
home.
Happened to the rent money? We now own a tire on a Countach.
Kick it, Hope. This is the only time we'll get to see this.
Exactly. Anyway, okay. So, so that was number two. Who got that one?
Mark
got that.
Yeah.
Okay. That was so Mark's two. Okay. Let's see here. What was Mario's debut onto the video game scene?
Donkey Kong.
Yeah, Donkey Kong. Yeah.
Correct, Mark.
I'll give that a collective. I think we all knew that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're good. Okay. Either way. Yep. That's fine. Donkey Kong.
I was going to say.
You want some credit for that? Did you know that?
I don't think I was going to get it, man. I'm over here reading
bonus
the article.
Points,
about
what year did bonus point, what year did Donkey Kong come out?
1978.
Nope.
1980.
No. Mm. No, 1975.
No. Dude, 1981. Nobody gets that.
Mark was off by one year. Goombud.
All right, guys. All right. Thanks to the silver screen turd that was the Super Mario Brothers movie, this Nintendo movie never made it through pre-production.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Ooh, a Nintendo movie.
Yeah, think of a Nintendo property that should have been made into a movie that never would have seen the light of day. Thanks to the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Zelda.
This is Bradley. Yeah, I was going to say Zelda too. So.
Oh. No, you're close. What's the other big Nintendo property?
What, Metroid?
Metroid. Are you kidding me?
Wow. I'm dead serious, dude. They had a Metroid movie like going through and it got canned thanks to Super Mario Brothers.
Wow. Dude,
that's doable right now, though.
It's totally doable now.
Doable now. But yeah, back then, I can't. We didn't have the technology until last year to do a good Metroid movie, honestly.
Yeah, for sure.
It would have been trash.
You didn't want the prequel CGI on that bad boy.
Exactly. Nope. We got the prequel CGI hot rods. Okay.
Oh, man. The decals. Right. Yeah.
last question here. Last question. In 1989, the movie The Wizard... What game did our protagonist have to win
Super
in the
Mario
final
Brothers
3.
Yes.
Yeah,
Super Mario 3, yes.
You already asked this on another podcast, though.
Did I? Okay. So
I answered it.
Oh, okay.
So
then bonus question, and this is for 10 points. What secret did he find in order to win?
The whistle.
I want to say the whistle, but I know it's called something else.
Okay, but where? The flute.
The ocarina.
The flute.
Yeah.
Where did he find the flute?
The flauta.
The little tortilla. He's the flauta.
Tortas. The first level.
Level one. Verse three.
Level six.
World one, it was the castle. It was the fortress. And he found the flute that took him to which level?
Eight.
The sand level.
Oh, man.
Level four.
Dude, I haven't seen that movie.
Come on, guys. Like, you guys aren't watching the Wizard every weekend?
No. Am I the only one? I never saw it. I do want to
watch it again.
You should watch it again, dude. Because I was watching like just the last 10 minutes just to get this. Dude, bonkers. The number of people that are like going nuts over Super Mario Bros. 3 action, I was like, okay, guys,
I'm not going to go into the story again, but man, I went to like one of those Nintendo
tournaments.
You and Terrence. Tournaments. You and your brother Terrence.
Yeah. Dude, it was live.
It was live. Okay. All right, man.
Yeah.
Jeff Bridges was, he was about to have a heart attack. He was
Jeff Bridges.
Him and a tiny Fred Savage. Yeah. Okay.
I just wanted to point out that Mark was, he was channeling his inner scriptural person. He said, level chapter one, verse four. Turn with me to Mario chapter five, verse 22.
Dude, that's so funny. I don't know how that slipped out.
Verse one.
That was Freudian right. slip, man.
So that's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, man.
Right on, man. That was good.
Good trivia, job, Ken.
Good.
Thank you. Good research, too. That's outside of the box, man.
Yeah.
You went and did some extra research.
Except for the Wizard movie. Sorry, man. I didn't realize I'd already watched or as that one before, but.
There you go.
No, it's all good, man.
All
right. I've never seen The Wizard. Bradley, you ever seen The Wizard?
I have not. And there's just certain movies that even when on our little crusty 18p TV, when I saw the commercial come on, I remember thinking, I don't even want to see that. That doesn't even look interesting.
I don't know why that didn't appeal to me.
Dude, he had the power glove in that movie, though.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. Dude,
everybody wanted the power glove, bro.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah. Nintendo power glove. Cool.
Can I get a power glove today that like makes the checkout go faster? Makes the... Can you ring this up a little faster?
Dude, I think Amazon stores are actually getting to that point where you just load up a basket and walk out. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. They're
getting close to that.
On the cusp, man. Yeah.
Amazon's ready to stop paying people. So
Amazon is ready to stop everybody from doing anything, man.
I'm good with it.
We need to have a podcast episode.
Out of business. Go ahead, Brent.
Yeah. We should do an episode about the difference between the economy when we were kids, 80s, 90s, to now. Brick and mortar ruled and it no longer does. So I think that deserves an entire episode of malls and whatnot.
Dude, throw that on the docket. That's a legit episode.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. All right. Well, we're going to move on. Unpause it from there. Let's go ahead and start our first topic. And we're talking about Mario, obviously, this episode. And we're just going to state for the record that we've talked about Super Mario on two separate other episodes. One being the anniversary episode that we had. So you can take a listen to that one if you'd like to. Thank you for the music again, Ken. And
thanks for checking out mentally, Ken. Appreciate you. Just joking, Ken.
That's good ambience. And then also we have another episode that we reluctantly recorded with Ken.
Yes. Let's get into it. Wait, who was right?
Ken's behest.
Let's talk about how Ken wanted us to create some content. We watched possibly the worst movie we've ever reviewed on Gen X Reverb. And where's that movie right now? Somebody please go ahead. Go ahead.
It's at the top.
Yeah.
It's number one on something.
That is
Netflix,
true.
Or...
And we're talking about the original Mario live action movie.
The pandemic.
So can we say that we were responsible for
possibly that uptick? Yeah. I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right, Chambers. So.
Let's go get our royalties.
Gen X Reverb is personally responsible for the Phoenix-like ascension of the Super Mario Brothers film. I'm not even going to... Let's not call it a film. Let's stop. Let's not call it a film.
We just need to get our check call it an from abomination? Universal.
An abomination. Yeah.
Let's just refer to it as that.
Yeah, it is an abomination. And so let's go ahead and start off with you guys' thoughts. We already know it's an abomination, but we also know that it is a cult classic at this point. But why it's a cult classic, I don't understand.
That's what I'm trying to understand, you guys, is why, is a movie that even the actors themselves hated, considered a cult classic.
Yes. Agreed. That's where I'm at. And maybe some of our listeners can help us out with that on Facebook if you'd like to. We're struggling. Why would this even come up to be a thing? Now, obviously, right now, we're going to get into it in a minute about the casting of the new animated film here in 2021. When is it scheduled to be released? Does anybody know?
Oh, no.
Okay, so in the future.
I think it's December 22.
Okay, so Christmas next year.
So they're just rushing this garbage, this hot garbage out to us.
Right, and we're going to get into that in a second, but so that I only say that just to give us context as to why the cult classic or the cult following, I said classic, it's not a classic. Get that out of here.
Not a classic.
Yeah.
Nope, agree.
A cult following of the dumpster fire of the original movie. So that's part of it, but other than that, why is this trending?
Dude, guys, I only sat through the movie because I had to. I felt that I had to, since I was the one that told you guys that we had to review it and watch it. That's the only reason I made it through this movie. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would have been 10 minutes in and just said, you know what? I will just stare at a wall for the next 2 hours.
Yeah, I mean, if you like Mario Brothers, then this movie should get you angry.
It should.
100%.
Good point.
Yeah. Yep. As a Mario fan, like you heard us, right? Like, so you could hear that we've got a fair bit of Mario knowledge. We've played pretty much most, or if not all, of the games. This movie upset us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I definitely think that they got it all wrong. But we have a whole podcast that talks about how they got it all wrong and how terrible we think about it. But let's see what John Leguizamo has to say. Did you guys read any of that article I sent you from Looper?
I did.
And so John Leguizamo... he has some things to say. Mainly, he's cool with the movie. It's just the casting problem, it seems, that he has is mainly with the fact that pretty much everybody's white.
Dude, but go back, though. Do you realize that he and Bob Hoskins were basically drunk for most of the movie?
Like, seriously, they said that?
It was that bad where they were like, we've got to get slammered in order to make it through the average day.
Yeah.
Let's actually kind of go back to the episode, because we actually acknowledge that John Leguizamo and Bob Hoskins, they look like they are really giving it their all in that movie.
Yes.
Yep. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it really seemed like, I really noticed that Leguizamo, it seemed like he was like, man, I'm going to make this movie work. He didn't call it in. He did not call in his performance.
Yeah.
You know, so
did not.
I think he 100%. Probably definitely feels very close to the movie.
Yeah. I think he actually, because he was so hammered, this is one of the trivia questions I found, actually because of his drinking problem that he developed on set, he got hit by a car.
Are you serious?
He got hit by a car, broke his leg, and I guess there's a couple of scenes where you can see that he's wearing a cast.
No, I thought you were joking about the drinking part. Nope,
I'm not joking about the drinking part.
That's a new development. We didn't talk about that on the last episode. Wow.
No, we did not. Yeah, that was all in post-research.
Glass-eyed dudes.
He and Bob Hoskins, man, they were just like, dude, if we're going to have to slog through this, let's make the most of it. And, you know, they called in Uncle Tito's, I guess. So that's a problem. I mean, that tells you how bad the movie was.
Yeah.
I think Dennis Hopper also. So let's go ahead and clear. Both Dennis Hopper and Bob Hoskins are deceased.
Yeah.
Dennis Hopper says that he was supposed to go in and I think film for 5 weeks. I think he said he ended up filming for 17 weeks.
Oh my stars!
So he's like, this movie was way over budget. It was apparently, I didn't realize this before, but it was a husband and wife team that directed it, and they made decisions without talking to each other. So that's how we ended up with the hot mess that was the Super Mario Brothers movie, you guys.
Are you kidding me?
I'm dead. Dude, how? So then how does this movie
How do they spend 40-something million of other people's money? You know what I'm saying?
Dude, exactly. I can't spend $10 of somebody else's money. Yeah. Somebody gave them millions and said,
yeah, that's crazy.
Okay, man, just keep at it. I've got some other hot takes. I've got some other.
No, like, please. Please.
Dude, so the nightclub scene that we all felt was a little too adult for a kid's movie?
Yes.
They hired actual strippers.
Really?
Wow.
Yep.
Not surprised.
Yep. So the all the grime that we felt in the early 90s movie, that was 100% accurate. Okay. That was intentional, actual apparently.
Grime.
Yeah. But, dude, like, so, yeah. That was ultimately that's what the problem was. The directors wanted it to go the adult route, whereas Nintendo was like, I thought we were making a kids movie. So how does that happen? You know, just it's amazing to think about. So then the fact that people are like latching onto and loving this movie.
Yes.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Me neither.
I don't want to see it again for like another 15 years, guys.
I don't want to see it ever again.
I'm gonna forget, and I'm gonna be like, dude, I'm good. I'm gonna be like Chambers, man, Chambers, Bradley, Justin. Let's watch Super Mario.
I know, right? Nah.
And you guys are like, you'll start twitching, and you'll be like, I don't know why.
In our rest home, yeah.
We're gonna shut you down so quick, man.
Yes, please. Clip the brake line on my power scooter and just push me down a hill.
Yep.
On your power scooter.
Yeah, Bradley, let's get some thoughts from you, man.
I feel pretty confident in our ability to foresee how bad movies are going to be because we're right like 99% of the time. I'm looking at the famous footage, the boots they have on, the little scaffolding boots, their little baby rocket boot things, whatever those things are. And he's got on red, Mario, and Luigi's got on green. Well, what are those? Don't care. I saw that in the trailer. So I looked at it and I'm like,
so they could jump.
Yes, Dewey. Like, nah, I don't need Michael Jackson rocket boots, man. That just looks dumb. So just from
the boots.
Yeah, just from that scene alone, and then the Goombas from the commercials. There was another movie. I think it was I've never seen The Fifth Element, but I think in The Fifth Element it has similar. Yeah. A similar feeling. I think there's guys that chase after Bruce Willis that kind of are like the Goombas. Am I wrong or am I right?
I've never seen it, but I always feel the same way, Bradley. I've never seen The Fifth Element, listeners.
That's my thoughts.
The Fifth Element is so good, though.
Yeah.
That was a pretty solid movie.
Sure. Like, as far as the plot and everything, I will agree with you guys, but it's just got that... It's got that certain flavor and taste to it. But yeah, see, I can't call Fifth Element. Never called it. Never saw it all the way through. Not really a fan of weird dystopian science fiction, but that's where this
it does have
lands
those same
for
vibes.
Me. Like a hard pass, especially as a child.
Like better, though. It's way better than Mario, but yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Real quick aside, you guys know how I feel about Twi'lex, that blue alien lady on
The Mandalorian.
I was about to say Babylon 5 on this thing, Bruce Willis thing, The Fifth Element.
It's just
a hard turnoff. It's just the science fiction nerds and the fleshheads. It just blows me away. Like, why is that even a thing? Stop evolving those creatures. Make everybody pretty. That's all I want to say. Okay.
Yeah.
Aside, she was pretty if you were into blue people.
Fleshheads. Meaty.
With meaty head things. 6 feet of skin hanging off their heads.
Yeah, I hate that. Like that's not a thing.
Tentacles
and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, it's gross.
You're not into tentacles? Okay, whatever.
Man, but I mean, that's the same feeling that I think
I'm...
I was listening to the podcast this morning. It's our trap. You guys were bagging on, Mark, you said how grossed out you were by the fungus and the mushrooms and the raptors. All that stuff is just stomach churning. It's not nothing appetizing. Attractive. And so...
Yeah.
I want to go back to Hoskins and Leguizamo and these leg warmers, scaffold leg warmer rocket boots. Dumb. I just want to bag on that so bad. But we bagged on this movie enough, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah,
we bagged on it so much, we ended up talking about something else. We just completely changed. We were like, you know what?
The Incredibles.
We're going to talk about Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Like, that's how bad that, yeah. No.
So I have a theory.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, there's a saying that, you know, you don't call another person's baby ugly, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, even though someone has an ugly baby, it's their baby. So they're going to love it and hold it near and dear. So for the few people that really connected with this movie, I mean, they're going to, like, stand up for it and defend it.
Yeah.
And not unlike Ken, who told us to watch this movie.
Yeah. Guys, hold on, man. For the record, I didn't say it was going to be good. I didn't say it was going to be good.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, I mean, that's probably some, like, terrible movies from the 80s that we're like, man, you guys got to watch this. But, like, if someone else watched it, they'd be like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think so it's kind of like that.
Ninja Turtles, probably, they would feel that way about.
No, Ninja Turtles is an American classic.
That's
a classic.
Yeah, well, so, not yes. us. We wouldn't feel that way. Our wives would probably feel that way, though.
Yeah, exactly. So here goes an illustration. From here on out, this is what we should do. If we were hostages in a grocery store, nobody would suggest the rotten food in the back. We'd all eat the fresh food. So Ken...
Before we get into this, let's take a look at it. Fresh turkey.
There's some mold all over this, man.
Did we forget about the day old donuts in the back?
Don't judge these donuts, bro. Don't knock it till you try it.
Look, man, I think sometimes to help you appreciate what's good, you have to see what's terrible. I don't regret making us watch this movie.
I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, exactly, dude. You know, now you understand why Back to the Future is such an amazing film compared to, you know what I'm saying?
It's not easy.
Now, here's another thing,
though. Mark nailed it. It's difficult.
It's definitely difficult, but I definitely agree with you that we are better for it, Mark and Ken. And here's another reason why we're better for it, because it helps us to get context for this latest casting. That's coming up. Would you guys not agree that
I agree
that, too. Dumpster fire, that huge mistake helps us to see, oh no. What are they doing?
Just throwing fuel on a fire. Yeah.
100%. Now why do you guys feel like that? Do you guys feel like that collectively? Like this is going to be a dumpster fire because
let's go ahead and get everybody's opinion. Go ahead, Mark. How do you feel about the cast of the new Mario animated film?
I think that they're going to try to make it a comedy, and I don't think Mario needs that. Like, you could totally just have, like, a good story, adventure. You know, Bowser comes and steals Peach, and Mario has to go through all this stuff to get to her. But it sounds like based on the voice actors, it seems like they're very, you know, they're leaning into comedy very heavily. So I don't know if I like that.
Okay. And I'm going to have to say I agree with Mark, but let's go ahead and get your thoughts, Bradley. Oh, wait, actually, because you're asking why we might not like the cast, let's get Ken's thought.
Yeah.
So I like the individual actors. So Chris Pratt, like I think back to Parks and Recreation, Chris Pratt's hilarious. He's got a good sense of comedic timing. Charlie Day has a good sense of comedic timing. Keegan-Michael Key, hilarious, right? He's got a great sense of...
For sure, but, for sure.
Like, I'm not going, I don't want to see a Mario, like, obviously it's a kid's movie, it should be a kid's movie, and maybe this time they'll get it right with the kids, but it should be, it shouldn't be like a laugh a minute, right? It should be, I think I'm looking at like, so I finally saw the Detective Pikachu movie, because I was on a plane, you know, and I watched it, and it wasn't too terrible. I don't know enough about Pokemon, apparently, and I was just confused, but like it had the right amount of comedy, and you know, so it wasn't terrible. But like, I feel like this one with the cast that they have, except for Anya Taylor-Joy, it's all comedy, and I don't Mario doesn't need that. Like it should have like I think of like Toy Story as setting the bar for the right amount of seriousness and comedy, you know what I mean? Like, so they throw in some one-liners, it's funny, but they're still telling a story. Like, are they really going to focus on telling the Mario story?
Yeah, like, you can even have a little bit of drama, like Toy Story adds just enough. That's a perfect example. That's what I want.
Dude, Toy Story had adults crying. Like, legit, like Toy Story 3 or whatever, not me, obviously, because I'm dead inside, but it had like it had people for sure. Crying. You know what I'm saying?
That was a sentimental moment for sure.
Yeah. For But dude, like Super Mario Brothers, like I don't need it. I don't need.
Yeah.
I don't need the movie. I just give me the games.
I like that.
Put the money in the games.
Let's
dude.
Isolate
the games
that.
Games are fun. Because what makes Mario fun? It's not the story. I don't care that Peach got kidnapped by Bowser.
Right.
I'm gonna play the game to rescue her. I don't care.
The game is where it's at. And yeah, I
want to play the game, period.
Correct. So here's my first thoughts.
But there's money to be had.
Apparently. There it is. Yeah. There it is.
Why we're just sitting here podcasting for free, guys, because we are just like doing whatever it takes to make that money.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Send any checks to any Venmo or Zelle
Venmo
to
Gen X Reverb.
Gen X Reverb. Yep. At gmail.com.
I mean, could we not have that set up? Seriously? we seriously need to set that up.
We need to set that up.
Yeah, we do.
Venmozy.
I think so. But no, that's
we're just going to have a whole telethon episode where we just beg for money.
Yeah.
What can you expect in future Gen X Reverb episodes? Well,
yeah. We'll take that money. Please hand us some money. No, okay. I'm going to probably delete a lot of that out. But,
or not.
So exactly, or not. No, but seriously, I personally, Justin here, I'm wondering why people are not confused along with us. Like, why are you not taken aback by the obvious comedic casting choice? Mm-hmm. So first of all, Chris Pratt as Mario?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. We've been getting this voice ever since a Nintendo 64 all the way till 2022.
Mm-hmm.
The games have his voice already on there. Chris Pratt is not his voice. Dude, why can't... I sent you guys an example of something I thought was a fine job from a video game that was on Netflix that they made a little small movie out of. Did you guys get a chance to see that trailer for Monster Hunter?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Monster
but I mean,
Hunter.
We still get your point, even if we didn't watch it.
Okay, so you didn't have to watch the trailer, but just know that the video game from Sony PlayStation. I don't know which company makes it, Square Enix or whatever, but it's on Sony PlayStation. Actually, Monster Hunter's on every platform, I believe. But it's a really fun game. My point being is that the Netflix movie takes the characters from the game and they animate them and have the same voices and everything from the game. Pretty much from the game. Mm-hmm. And there's another Monster Hunter. Did you guys hear about that one? The live action Monster Hunter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Mia Jovovich.
There you go. And
came
it's
like 2 years ago.
This is what they're trying to do. That live action Monster Hunter is like, it takes place in nowadays and then they like hit a time warp or something. And then there's like a warrior from the Monster Hunter days and they all meet up.
There's
a reason.
Nobody knows about that movie.
Because it's terrible. It was dumb. And that's what I'm trying to say is that we don't, the Hollywood execs, they don't have to force a square peg into a round hole. They can just leave what is already good alone and let it just slide down in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
We don't need these. I love Chris Pratt in Jurassic Park. I love him as Sky Killer. What's his name?
Sky Cord.
Sky Lord. I love his musical choices and selections as that character. That's great. But as Mario, I think it's a fail. The onus is on them to prove me, and I guess at least 50% of people on Twitter wrong, right?
Dude, at least 50%.
Because there's like a huge argument about, there's a lot of people online.
Why
like,
Chris Pratt? Is it just because he's topical? Like, I mean, really?
Yeah. I just don't understand it. And then Bowser.
Like, is his voice that distinct where you're like, oh, this is Chris Pratt. So I'm going to go watch the movie because I like Chris Pratt. Nobody's saying that about Chris Pratt, right?
Well, the first part of your question, 100% his voice does not change. He is the same person in every single movie.
Emmett, yeah.
Star-Lord, Peter Quill, whatever you want to call him, Jurassic guy.
What voiceover did he do for a character?
Lego. Emmett.
Lego Movie. Yes.
Oh yeah.
And
exactly.
He's hilarious. And
he was Chris Pratt.
He was Chris Pratt.
I know. Yes. I know. That's a challenge. Yeah, for me too.
He has these like really innocent names. I just noticed the pattern.
And Emmett, he even
Peter,
he even did a it's a me Mario, but he couldn't quite get the voice right. So he's like, well, we're kind of working on it. Like in his introduction.
on Instagram, right? What you shared. Or
yeah,
shared.
Yeah,
did he really? I didn't. Like, did I see that? Did you share that?
I didn't share it.
Somebody shared it on inside the Mario movie Hayden Muggs and WhatsApp.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna have to find
that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. So yeah, he can't, like, if he had just rolled up to the studio and he was like, "It's a me, Chris Pratt," and they were like, "Dude, that's it." But yeah, he couldn't even get it right. And then Charlie Day as Luigi. Explain.
Now like, who's Charlie Day? You have to explain to somebody who doesn't know who he even is.
Before we move on from the question, okay, so you guys are answering what question specifically? Remind me. I asked it, and the question was, we don't need it.
Yeah,
right?
Basically, why were y'all kind of feeling negative toward
the cast, the movie? The casting.
And the cast or the movie, or both?
No, not the movie. The movie, it would be awesome. If they can make it correctly.
Okay, I think I heard both, honestly, in all three of your answers. Kind of like, nobody's asking for the movie.
I'm okay with the movie.
Yeah, and I think I said personally, we don't need the movie. I'd rather just have the game.
Okay, so here's my take. It's not spectacular, phenomenal. It's just basic. Cash grab, yes, that's number one. That's logical. Cash grab, that's always at the end of the day what you do. Number two, Star Wars, Rise of Skywalker, how much money that make and how much money did Endgame make? Here's my point. We did not know about Star Wars when we first started following Star Wars. It was new to us and we didn't have video game to go from it. Or the same thing, or on the opposite end of the spectrum, Marvel, we had a comic book to go from, but they still pulled it off. Mario falls into the later category. It is like Marvel in the sense that we already know the backstory. So they can do this just like they did with Marvel. Endgame, blah, blah, blah. But honestly, who really wants to see Mario retold again? We already know how this ends game after game.
Well,
to me, do whatever you want to. I don't care how the story goes. I, on the other hand, actually think the cast is good. Save Chris Pratt. Jack Black.
As awesome. Bowser?
Dude, spectacular choice. Jack Black is talented.
No, I love Jack Black. I just watched School of Rock. I agree with you, Bradley.
Right. Great, just make great me actor. Laugh. I'm not coming to see Mario to get... This is not Dune or Star Wars. You know, this is Mario Brothers. This is playful, colorful. Fred Armisen as Cranky Kong. Excellent. Don't know what that's going to be, but Fred Armisen. Come on.
Wait, really? Fred Armisen's in this?
So he's going to play Cranky Kong, and who's Donkey Kong? That. What's his name? Who's just making fun of the Emmys?
Seth Rogen. I could do without Seth Rogen, but Kevin Michael Richardson is going to be whoever Kamek is. Kevin Michael Richardson is phenomenal.
Kamek is the magical guy from Super Mario World.
Spectacular. Yeah. Phenomenal voice acting on Kevin Michael Richardson's part. He does so many voices, you will recognize his voice. Either way you slice it. To me, yes, Chris Pratt, his voice, don't like it. But you guys are discounting. This is generating so much publicity. They are winning. Because when Chris Pratt gets in there and they do something to his voice, they're going to make it happen. And they're going to shock everybody. Trust me. And they cannot possibly make the same mistake that they made with the first movie, which this isn't even
It's not animated. I mean, it's animated. So
that's true.
Yeah.
They're You're not going to have Chubby Bob Hoskins running down the pipe. Give you that.
He's the Mario in this movie is going
rest
to be
his
able.
Soul.
Yeah, rest his soul.
Sir Bob Hoskins, dude, the late Sir Bob Hoskins even admitted that this is the worst thing he's ever done. Bradley, I appreciate your passion, and I forgot Jack Black is in this. So I mean, dude, this is an all star cast.
But that Maniscalco. For sure, an all star cast. But still, I mean, it still seems super comedy.
Yep.
So just give me a movie or give me a game with these voice actors. I don't need more dialogue from Mario. Have you ever? We don't need it. We know his motivations. Dude's just going to punch some blocks. He's going to get some coins. He's going to slay some Goombas. Okay, great. I don't need jokes and gags from Mario and Luigi. I really don't. I don't
guaranteed.
Know.
Guaranteed, all four of us are going to see this. Guaranteed.
100%.
Yeah.
And we're going to like it, too.
No, but see, Bradley, I see where you're going.
Bradley's saying we're going
to
like it.
Yeah, no. For sure.
And then we're going to head over to Universal and go to the Mario World, which I'm pretty sure this is linked together.
Yep.
You think this is the tie-in for the
Absolutely.
For Super Mario?
Yeah. Okay. There's like a cliffhanger, and they're like, see the rest of the story at Universal.
At Universal in Super Mario Land.
All right. And you have to remember, we're not the demographic, man. Wreck-It Ralph, which is what this is comparable to me, It's humor. It's comedy. It's constant slapstick. Excellent. Yes, and I think they can pull it off. They could fail miserably, but that's just stating the obvious, right? To me, I don't even know what the hubbub is about, man. It's just like, really? This is Mario?
No, the hubbub. But this isn't Disney. This is the Minions people.
Okay? Yeah, I was going to ask. So this is Universal Studios. Explain to me what they've done.
You're going to have a bunch of Minion Goombas just mumbling about.
Oh, my goodness, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Good point. I didn't know who was doing it, so it's Universal. Okay.
Yeah.
Garbo.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
But you're super positive. I do appreciate that.
And he's also telling us it's not that serious, and we're not the demographic, and I appreciate that. I actually didn't even think about that, Bradley. They're like, dude, we're not advertising to you.
And Bryson.
This is the new Mario wave, bro.
Yeah.
This is get out of here.
I forget. We're heading out of the demographic that everybody's advertising to. That's unfortunate.
Not for us.
Well,
man.
You know, we still are for black men. They definitely want to.
Yeah, but we're 41, 42, and 40.
Oh, okay. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Got to be younger black men. Okay. I thought they were trying to make money off of, you know.
No longer. Well,
black lives. They are for something.
Good point.
That's going over my head. What are you talking about?
45.
I was kidding about the new movement to advertise to put black people on commercials and in magazines.
Old English.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay, yeah. Thanks for the positivity, Bradley. And I get it.
And I'm not trying to be positive. That was just me. That was just my feeling. Just like the literal objective call out on where this.
No, that's
is
good.
Going. Yeah. Okay.
No, that's what I'm saying. I actually personally have been so absorbed with, hey man, you guys are getting this wrong for me. You guys got to get it right for me. I want you to put.
Wait, but so what kid is like? I want to see Jack Black, Chris Pratt, Charlie Day. Kids, they don't know who any of these people are.
I'm with
so
Ken.
Do they not care? And the kids just want to see. I guess. I mean, that was the reason I wanted to see Super Mario when I was a kid. I didn't know who Bob Hoskins was or John Leguizamo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's for the parents who have to take their kids.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, they're like, oh, yeah. Plus, you know, we would go see it anyway, even if we didn't have kids at some point.
Yeah.
I think they could do it if they, you know, go ahead, Justin. Sorry.
Keep going. No, you think they can do it if?
I'm just saying, if you look at Toy Story,
okay.
They fleshed it out over the years, man. All of Pixar's movies. So what is this? This is Universal. And what does Universal animate? You have Minions, Despicable Me.
Pass.
Pass. Hard pass on the sequels. The first
Despicable
one was
Me,
pretty good.
The first one was good, but like Despicable Me 7 was terrible.
Seven. The thing I like about that one, the only thing I like is how they make fun of the 80s shoulder pads and the hairstyle with the new villain. That was cool, but that's
it. Seven?
Yeah, no, not see. Kenny's saying anything after one,
no matter what
number it's at, they're all done.
So I just pulled up Universal's animated movies. We've got Curious George. Actually, 2006 Curious George, not bad.
Like that one.
Yeah.
Not bad.
That was good.
Will Ferrell.
Did you see Woody Woodpecker in 2017?
No.
Not at all.
No. I didn't even hear about that.
That was like one of those Sonic the Hedgehog
things. And I like Woody
Woodpecker.
Where
he just looked weird. Like, dude, no.
Yeah. He was Scooby-Doo. CGI. I think everybody else was normal. Dude, I guess they did American Tail back in the day. We should do that.
American Tail was a really good movie.
That was good. Man, I don't see anything else that's like of note. I mean, they've got A Land Before
Dragons?
Time, 55. No, which studio is that?
DreamWorks.
DreamWorks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. DreamWorks. I was going to say, DreamWorks.
Don't be associating DreamWorks with you.
DreamWorks is like, hey, we're not in this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're quality,
we're not
man.
A part of this. Anything that gets me into Super Mario land, the land there in Universal Studios, I guess I can appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. We all want to go there.
Really quick, they are saying, there's a website that's saying an alternate cast. Check this out real quick. Well, Mario as Robert De Niro, maybe. Luigi as Jared Leto, get out of here. No. Bowser, Kevin Hart, kick rock.
Okay. Kevin Hart, we're done. Let's shut that list down.
Yeah,
man.
That's
last one.
Nope. Andy Serkis. We don't need more Kevin Hart. Sorry, Kevin
Andy Serkis as who?
Donkey Kong.
Well, just because of because he,
I could,
he does,
I can see it. He does that.
He does. He does. He excellent. Does Caesar, right?
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say he did Planet of the Apes.
Yeah,
Snow he's apparently the only person who can act like a monkey.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Or an ape. Monkey.
And yeah, also,
no, he would be awesome as Donkey Kong, like a really sinister Donkey Kong.
I don't need a sinister Donkey Kong.
Yeah,
actually, I would kind of like that.
Donkey but
here's
Kong's
the last one.
Yeah,
breaking necks.
Princess Peach. They're saying Tilda Swinton should be Princess Peach.
Oh, that's the one who played the magical woman, right? From yes. Doctor Strange.
Magic circles.
Yeah. That's completely wrong. Yeah.
No,
that's all wrong. No. Every single one of those is wrong. Okay,
man,
guys.
They can't find a white woman to play Peach. Really?
Exactly.
Aren't there quite a few of them?
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them out there.
Let's keep that one Anya Taylor-Joy. She's topical. We'll keep that one her.
Yeah.
I don't think her character, a voice character for or actor for her, makes any difference.
Nobody it's just Peach.
Yeah,
she's got two lines in the movie.
Exactly. So.
If she has more than that, I'm walking out. Mm-hmm. Mario, we need to talk. All right, I'm out.
So plot wise, the only thing we know about from Mark's post a long time ago with Sebastian, how do you say his last name?
Maniscalco.
So I think that Sebastian is probably not a well known actor.
Dude, but he would crush that.
But he's gonna be the foreman. Remember, he's gonna be there Mario and Luigi's boss in this movie.
Spike. He's going to be the voice of Spikey. I don't think that's Mario and Luigi's
boss.
Okay. Is that?
Yeah.
Is that the foreman?
Yeah, he's their boss.
I think he should. Why don't they just make him Mario?
Yeah. Thank you.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Like, because give him a chance, man. Give him a shot, bro.
Yeah. No, yeah. Chris Pratt's agents are all over that. That's all locked up. That's the it's document signed. He's Mario. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'll agent, have to say, huh? Pull those strings.
It sounds like it. It looks like it. If Yoshi looks like a raptor, though, that's what I'm going to kick the screen in if I'm at the movies.
Do that again,
kick let's just the leave. Screen in.
Let's just no, you know what they're going to do? Yoshi, they're going to make them like way too cutesy, you know? And like everybody's going to be like,
But dude, if they do what Sonic did, where they drop out, like they drop some screenshots and people are like, what is this garbage? And they switch it up, like, because I still think that was a ploy. There's no way, like, so we all remember from the Sonic movie that like the first trailer dropped, and it was Sonic with a cat with teeth, basically.
Exactly.
In a
Gangster's Paradise, like playing in the trailer.
Do you remember that? Crash, dude. And they were like, no way.
I do remember that.
They came back and they were like, and they dropped the reel, and they were like, okay, we fixed it based on you guys. I mean, that was the biggest thing.
We had this fixed months ago.
We have to go. They're like, we weren't gonna release this garbage, but I feel like they need to do that with this one. They need to give us some hot garbage, and we're like, dude, that's basically an animated Bob Hoskins.
Animated Hoskins.
and then like, you know, 6 months later we see like, oh man, they got Yoshi right. He doesn't look like a raptor, he looks like Yoshi.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, that I'd be on board for that if they managed to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think we were saying the other day, like you know, just along the same lines, the Flight of the Navigator reboot. Like, I'm tired of reboots, man. Like, look, these were classics that we loved as kids. Doesn't mean that our kids are going to love them. Give them a different, give them, like, you can be inspired by the story, right? So they could say, like, dude, they could just as easily say, Max came back to you know, because of whatever reason. And yeah, if you want to introduce a girl, whatever, but don't just reboot the story. Like, give, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to be inspired by it, sure. I we need some original stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like they can't come up with anything original.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I haven't seen that movie since I was probably like 6 years old. So
you need to watch
it. Oh, Flight?
It's on
yeah, that's good,
it's on Disney Plus, bro.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm not gonna suggest it for the cast. I think you should watch it.
Once I get done with 35, the 35th season of Simpsons, I'll make my way over.
Wow, 35 seasons. Yeah, I think that the Nintendo a Nintendo movie. The Mario movie needs to have somebody there that understands all the details. They need to have like a Dave Filoni on.
That's on what I'm saying.
That's the problem. Yeah.
My fear is that they're just going to have somebody who's like, ooh, I played Mario before.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, dude, just
he's some got that Mario same cards Nintendo power. From Tokyo. That same Nintendo and, power.
And,
in and,
they, and then they Johnson it all up.
Yeah, they do. They Johnson it. So the thing is,
we're going to kill Luigi.
Like, they need to be anal about it. And, like, when Mario gets on Yoshi, a drum beat needs to start over the music.
Dude, there needs to be a comic book guy. Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. Dude, can I give you guys a perfect example? This is kind of like...
Yeah. Let's hear
okay,
it.
Okay, so Disney just... they, you know, I follow Disney. I do a lot of the stuff in the Disney community, blah, blah, blah.
There you go.
So they just did... It was like 50 years since... Disney World opened, right? Mm-hmm. So it started up in 1971. People are upset because they missed all these opportunities to bring in, like, it's supposed to be like 50 years since the parks opened, and they didn't do anything to really recognize, like, these are some of the classic rides, blah, blah, blah. They didn't do any of that. You gotta have your subject matter expert. You gotta have the person who's so mm-hmm. passionate about this that they're gonna, like, you know, they'll get on a soapbox. I don't know why companies refuse to give these guys some time. Like,
yeah.
pay
yeah.
this, don't you don't even have to pay this guy. Just say, look, we don't want to Johnson this up. We need you to come in and explain to us how do we pay homage to the original, or how do we make sure we get this right? These guys will work for free because it hurts them so much to see you destroy it.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You know
agreed.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So, I mean, so you have all these huge companies that give it to some guy who's just fresh out of art school. And it's like, no, dude, give it to the, like, have him bring in the guy who has all of this on, like, his posters in his wall. He's going to tell you this is how you get the feel right. And I don't understand. Mm-hmm. Continuously, we see this is wrong. You know, like,
yeah.
Dude. Yeah. And the only reason why Mandalorian was good is because of Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau.
Right. Yeah.
They're like legit fans.
Yeah. So you that's what you need. You got to have the super fan.
Yep.
Not just a fan. You got to have the super fan as you got to consult the Superman, period.
Yeah, and eventually that person would get hired on anyway. So they do it for free for the first movie, but they would get hired on because it would be so successful, just like Mando is so successful and all this other stuff for Disney.
Yeah, you think they'd be tired of just bad reviews.
Yeah.
One quick example is Toyota has this thing where they only keep the amount of product that they need for the time for their assembly line. Mm-hmm. And that's why they were able to survive the pandemic, you know, the meltdown.
The just-in-time you're talking about?
Yep.
Yeah, just-in-time manufacturing. Yeah, exactly, Mark. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Basically, Toyota is the textbook for the rest of the industry. There's a lot of auto manufacturers that just didn't take heed. So long story short, you see the similarity between that and the movie industry. It's like, guys, dude, put your hubris away. Throw it out. Jon Favreau, mm-hmm. Dave Filoni, they did it. Copy them and be done. Because they're going to slaughter you if you keep on trying to compete with hot garbage. But, you know,
stop. With what Johnson. You guys are saying.
Yeah, don't Johnson it. Kenny is absolutely right with what he said. Let the soapbox guy do it. He's mm-hmm. going to clamor for the Sleeping Beauty ride, the hot garbage of Disney that I, as an example, I'm going to be like, hot garbage. Nobody cares about this. Oh, yeah, but Bradley, you forgot the demographic of Ethel's and Gerald's. Man, they love Sleeping Beauty. It's just like, oh, dude, you're right. There's like 50 million people out there that love this hot garbage.
Ethel and Lucy.
So glad you spoke up. So they need to do that with this movie as well. Like, get the actual subject matter experts, the real gamers, and let them be on the creative team as opposed to stupid people who you get it.
Dude, yeah, Justin, like you, when you said we need to hear little drums when he gets on a Yoshi, I didn't even think about that. But you're 100% right.
Yeah, there's all 100%. Kinds of little things that you got to be there and say, no, you missed this. You have to do this.
I think, remember from the last cast when I said I was excited for a second because they started off the Super Mario Brothers movie with like the coin sound. And then it just took it just went straight into the tubes after that. But I was all like, oh, not, you know, like you want to hear those sounds, right? Those are the things that connect you to the franchise. Yeah.
dove straight into the
dome. They might do that because it's animated, but you know, I think they should also include some of the canon that we all know as the Super Mario and Friends after school cartoon. You know, let's make sure
garlic spitting, all that stuff.
Let's make sure he's eating spaghetti.
Yeah.
That's so spicy. Okay.
Spicy meatball.
Yeah.
So here goes an opportunity that if they miss this, they are dummies. Pavlov's bell. We always refer to that one. Yeah. Ring the bell, make the dog drool. Mm-hmm. The music is what you just talked about. When you said when he gets on the back of Yoshi that the drums start.
Yep.
I thought about the Super Nintendo Super Mario World. Dude, any number of songs from the Mario Legacy. Yeah. Dude, if they cannot make that into a symphonic masterpiece and ring Pavlov's bell in this movie, I will. Somebody needs to go down to Universal Studios and take off their white glove and slap them. Like, you missed it. You got to get the music in there.
Right.
The music, yeah. Music.
If somebody's in a basement, I better hear the basement theme. You know?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Dude, we got to. Right? Don't load this up yet, man.
Let's drop this on Universal. Let's all fly down there and be like, look, we got this.
Yeah. Gen X Reverb is new creative director for the Mario movie.
Oh, man. Yeah. That would be amazing.
Yeah. I'd have fun doing that. I know I wouldn't have time to do it, though.
Oh, no, we would just... We would,
oh, no, you have time. Man.
That movie would take 10 years to come out because we'd be like, it's not perfect yet.
Yeah. No, that's a buzzy beetle supposed to be over there. He's just underground.
Exactly. You're the shit, right? Trooper. On the beetle.
I don't think you got the bullet feeling. Bill sound just right.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
10 more
I know.
Times.
That chain chop is completely ratioed in the wrong way.
Yeah.
Right.
Bigger head, smaller chain.
Yeah.
Chain Chomp, voiced by Kevin Mark. Hart.
Mark's not looking at him a beret.
Right.
A beret with a striped t-shirt.
Yeah.
And a long cigarette.
Do it again. I don't want to hear from you until this is done.
This is terrible. I'll be in my trailer.
Guys, this has been fun. We've talked a lot about the undesirable initial movie.
Guys, I'm going to say you're welcome.
Yeah, and thank you for that, Ken.
For making you watch that hot garbage.
Yeah, and the
hey,
really
this turkey
again,
leg has fungus on it. Just try it, man, so you know not to eat it ever again.
Hey, you by ate the way, around the fungus.
Aisle 5, man. Fresh food.
Fresh food right around the corner. Nah, we don't want that.
Nah, you
know. No, so we did reiterate the fact that the casting is what it is, whatever, you know. We feel the way we feel. Bradley, thank you for giving us some clarity on that. And also... Mm-hmm. Again, dude, I Sebastian Maniscalco, or how do you say his last name again?
Maniscalco.
To me, he's the number one best person in that movie, only because he's the least known.
And dude would be hilarious as Mario, but I feel like he's gonna be
hilarious.
They're not gonna let him shine. They really need.
They're not going to studio
let
execs
him do his thing.
That dude, was a little too.
Hey, and we're gonna tag Sebastian in this because. I think we're all fans. Right?
Yeah.
I
mean, Dude, he's hilarious.
He'd be great.
Yeah.
And man, yeah, he would be awesome.
But he's Spike, though. It's already in stone, though, guys.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Yep.
So is Twitter going to overturn?
I mean, he already recorded his lines and all that stuff, so.
Oh, he already recorded
it? Yeah, he's out of the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So this isn't going to be like a Uncle Burton, Maya Bialik thing, or Jeopardy host.
Oh, man. Yeah, dude, we almost had Uncle Burton hired on as the host of Jeopardy. That was all Gen X Reverb.
Yeah, that was us.
This is all Gen X.
listeners, in order to follow us, check us out at Gen X Reverb on any of the platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And I think we posted something on Twitter recently, you know, inadvertently or on purpose. So who posted anything? Anybody?
I think I'm the only one that does anything with social media.
That was the perfect voice for that, too.
Okay. So, Ken, keep up the good work. We appreciate you. Yeah. And
Ken is in the dungeon, like on a PC from 1985, man.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you want to get a hold of us, just get a hold of us at Facebook. You don't have to send us an email. Just hit us on Facebook and we'll return your message and interact with you there. Thanks for listening.
One other thing before we sign out, if you want to hear your voice on any of our subsequent podcasts, at this point, I feel like we are practically begging you guys if you listen to us.
We are.
Dude, send in your voices, man. We want to hear from you.
We need to make it easier for them to send it in. Like, we just expect them to, like, just, what do they do? They just do, like, a voice memo on their phone and then email it?
Let's go off of, like, iPhone. If you have an iPhone, please. I'm sure that your Galaxy or Samsung probably has a feature.
No, we don't want Android. We don't want Android.
No, yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Yes, you do. Yes, we do. We even want Nokia, like the phones where you play Snake on.
Yeah.
We want those people.
Dude, we want those, man. Dude,
they will not be able to record a memo, though.
Yeah, but if you can record a voice memo, all you have to do is send it to genxreverb@gmail.com. You can even type in a message with it, but we will definitely go through it, and we'll most likely put you on the show.
Yeah, ultimately,
we have nobody.
Even if we don't get a voice memo, send us something. Text it, Facebook us, say something to us on Facebook. Just say something. Bradley's voice is annoying.
Dude, can I give props then? Like, if Logan Nielsen is a fan.
Yes.
He's an antagonist on some stuff.
Right on.
So he's interacting. Thank you, Logan.
Thank you, Logan.
Keep up the good work. He sent me a funny video, and it's basically why every Star Wars film has the wrong title. I will send you guys a link to it.
Please do.
It is actually pretty enjoyable. So
yeah, no, I see him on there. I think I interacted with him a couple times.
We see you. We're gonna send you some free swag.
Yeah, man.
Free swag.
It's actually just a free copy of Super Mario Brothers the movie.
So where's Logan Nielsen located?
No DVD
he's
case.
In Maui. He's in Maui.
Signed by us.
Signed by Ken, man. I'm not signing that. Sorry, Logan.
He's gonna send you.
It's just my signature. It's my signature on the receipt, and just like.
Oh man.
And then I'm sorry.
Yeah, for sure. Well,
shout out to Logan, man, and Mally. All right.
This has been a great episode, man. I'll go ahead and give us one last.
You gonna finish it? You gonna get the rest?
I know, I know, huh? That's the game over sound.
I didn't upload the game over.
What a frustrating sound, man.
Yeah.
All that first Mario, man.
You know what you got to do, Justin, when you edit this, is put in somebody blowing into the cartridge and getting frustrated if you can find that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just do that, right? Just keep it. Just keep for 20 minutes.
Yeah. And after 20 minutes, it works for 20 minutes, right?
Right. That's exactly.
That's 20 minutes.
Work until you have to pause it because your mom makes you go do the dishes or something. And then.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Real quick story for me. I think we kept that.
Is this
thing
on the podcast you're putting this on, or just chatting it up?
Yeah, okay, no go ahead. Podcast. If go ahead. You, for the listeners, man.
You're editing this, man.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, I don't want to edit it, but you don't have to put this on the podcast now. But I just remember one time we went to the meeting, and we kept the Nintendo on the whole time, which was terrible because all I was thinking about was whatever I was playing. I think it was Batman. That movie was that game was horrible. Anyway, the Nintendo was just hot. That's all I remember. It was.
We got home. Up. That thing was toasty.
Cooking steaks on it.
Yeah.
Put a couple.
Hey, but you couldn't let those 25 lives go to waste, though, right?
Wait, Mark. What'd you say, Mark?
I said put a couple Pop Tarts in the slot.
In the slot.
Can you imagine how hot and bothered Terrence would be if you put some Pop-Tarts in his
Mark wouldn't be with us today if he had done that.
Yeah, no Pop-Tarts.